Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You catch some time, them same expletives. There ain't no way around. Everybody forgets about you when you go into the ground. I lost a homie. Have you ever lost a homie? It hurt. I dropped so many tears. I saw him in the dirt. Only memories that I got is his cologne and a shirt. I made this song for everybody who know someone who got murdered. Now I'm sitting in my thoughts, wishing that heaven had a phone, because life goes on. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was a track from the one and only Quando Rondo, which, if you didn't know, he's actually under Atlantic Records, but even more specific than Atlantic Records, he's under Never Broke Again, LLC. Which, at first glance, you're probably wondering, that sounds familiar. Well, that is because it is YoungBoy's label, Never Broke Again, of course. So, with NBA YoungBoy having an entire label with about 7 artists, I believe, assigned to it, because the founder, obviously, NBA YoungBoy, then you have No Cap, then you have P Youngin, Michi Baby, RJ, and then Roj, and then, of course, the one we're talking about in this specific segment, Quando Rondo. So technically he has 6, you know, not counting NBA YoungBoy. But anyways, those lyrics I just read off is from the track Life Goes On by the one and only Quando Rondo, who released his song, interestingly, after Lil Durk was just arrested for the alleged murder for hire plot. And now he faces possible life in prison or even the death penalty. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, the death penalty is on the table because of this murder for hire. Now, this is what I want to say, because I had a lot of people reach out to me because, of course, you know, there's a lot of Lil Durk fans out there and they wonder, how could you cover hip hop if you're this harsh against people when they go to jail, right? Simply put, if somebody is allegedly committing crimes and ultimately gets caught and now is in the ultimate handling of the justice system, I have no sympathy for them, for the simple fact that now you've made it out of that life and the incident that you were arrested for happened in 2022. So you're still out here doing this nonsense. Whenever the beginning of your career, you was basically saying that you was doing this to get out, as far as this is just the life you was thrown into. But now that you get millions of dollars, recognition, a Grammy, even as far as last year with the track All My Life with Jermaine Cole, which is interestingly being used to describe how much time he's going to be serving in prison. But you know, that's another discussion for another day. So obviously the back and forths I had with a plethora of Lil Durk fans, they were perplexed to just hear the actual facts of the situation, which is Lil Durk being, I'm not going to say guilty, right? Because it's too early to say that. What they say, innocent until proven guilty. All I'm going to say is, y'all let me know when Lil Durk gets out of prison, right? And as he has nobody to blame other than himself for continuing this lifestyle. So whenever he's arrested for the same exact shooting that Quando Rondo, a day after he got Lil Durk got arrested. Well, let me simplify because that's a little confusing. So whenever Lil Durk gets arrested for the 2022 LA shooting, and then the day after, Quando Rondo puts out his tribute track for, you guessed it, Lil Pab, who died in the 2022 LA shooting that Lil Durk was just arrested for. So, of course, this was allegedly being seen as a 2020 retaliation because of the death of King Von. So now when the retaliation culminates into the death of Quando Rondo's cousin, Lil Pab, and he puts out a tribute track the day after Lil Durk gets arrested for that alleged, for his alleged involvement in that incident. There's only so much sympathy and empathy you can have for somebody like that, because of course criminals deserve to face the justice system. There's no ethnicity attached to it. There's no genre attached to it. If it was a country artist out here hiring people to take people off the earth, I would have the same sentiments towards whoever, right? That's why I always say criminals. I don't want to make this specific to Lil Durk. He just falls into this category, right? So with that being said, of course, everybody is talking about the timing of this track from Quando Rondo titled Life Goes On. But ultimately, it just emphasizes that FBI has been looking at OTF, which is Lil Durk's crew, for a while now. Which Lil Durk even knew that, because interestingly enough, when you go to his discography, one of his latest tracks is literally titled Monitoring Me. Now, if you listen to that track, trying to find a date for that track. Oh, here we go. Okay. When you listen to Monitoring Me, that came out October 4th, 2024. And then, not only that, but then you come to find out that October... I actually forgot the actual date when he got locked up. That's crazy, isn't it? Let me see. Arrested. I'm just going to put it in arrested. So 19 hours ago, let me see. So basically October 25th, 2024. So Lil Durk's arrested October 25th, 2024. And the Monitoring Me track came out October 4th, 2024. It's almost like Lil Durk had an inclination that the FBI was going to pick him up sometime soon. Right. And obviously Lil Durk raps about his life all the time. And whenever it was alleged, because I never talked about this in my actual Lil Durk segment, which you can look up now on all podcast platforms. Just type in Lil Durk Analytic Dreams and it should pop up. But anyways, Lil Durk was allegedly trying to flee the country. They say that court documents stated that Lil Durk was set to flee the U.S. on a private jet to Italy after his associates were arrested in Chicago early Thursday morning. And while he was in Fort Lauderdale, he initially booked flights to Dubai and Switzerland, but didn't board either. And by 6:40 p.m., the FBI learned he instead arranged a private jet to Italy, scheduled to depart at 9 p.m. and he was arrested on his way to the Miami airport. So that's interesting to me, because I'm pretty sure they don't have like just ultimate I forget what the word is, but basically I think even if he would have went to that country, he would have still got picked up by the feds, I believe. And there's only certain places you could go where if you are a criminal and you have a private jet, that the feds are not going to look at, right? But if you're trying to go out the country and then you realize that the country he was trying to go to had extradition treaties with the United States. So even with that being stated, like, what was he doing? Like, who advised him? Like, who was his, you know how you have financial advisors in the world? Who was his criminal advisor to tell him that going to Italy was a good idea? Like, my brother, you are going to jail for a long time. like, why are you trying to flee the country? And then when you get picked up, no plea deal, you're going to think people are going to feel sorry for you putting out story posts about, oh, get my album. How about you get right with God? How about that? You know what I mean? Like, how about you understand the seriousness of taking a life and having to face the consequences of that, right? Because obviously people always say, oh, these rappers are just rapping about fictional events, right? It's the same as if Denzel Washington was shooting somebody in Training Day. You think he's shooting somebody in real life? Ultimately, in the interviews, when an actor is promoting a movie, it's a lot different than a rapper who's from the streets talking about, this is my real life and I'm just really thrown into the situation, so I had to do what I had to do. Like, you're talking about it like it's your real life. Denzel's talking about it like he's promoting a movie, right? It's not the same, which is why lyrics will continue to be used in court. I don't think it should be the crust of the actual evidence, but it should be added if applicable. Like, something I always said was Lil Durk's track with 21 Savage, right? He had a track with 21 Savage called War About It. Now, this was the most important part of my Lil Durk segment because people did not know this. I don't know how in the world they did not know this. But if you didn't know, Quando Rondo was on the scene when Lil Pab got shot because obviously it was trying to kill Quando. And Lil Pab ended up dying, right? And then during the scene of Quando Rondo witnessing it, he like started screaming, and what he was saying was no. Like, he was screaming no over and over and over again, to the point where you recognize that it's just such a traumatic event, which is why he's just screaming no because of what just occurred, right? So now Lil Durk, because this happened in 2022, let me look up when War About It came out. Lil Durk, because I don't know, like, what these rappers believe in as far as the technical savvy of the Federal Bureau investigation, but they can see you, my brother. Like, you put it on the internet, they have internet. Like, I don't understand. They're like, why y'all snitching? Why y'all telling on Lil Durk? This is a whole song out on DSP, still getting monetary value for, what label is he under? Alamo Records / Sony Music Entertainment is still making monetary gains off of this track, which is seemingly connecting the situation as the LA shooting happened in 2022, right? May 26, 2023 is when War About It came out with 21 Savage, mind you. So obviously he wanted some eyes on this track. And guess what he's saying? In the chorus, mind you, Lil Durk said, since he died, just come outside and go to war about it. He say no. I'm thinking he, and this is a PG podcast, so we're going to take out the expletives, right? He say no. I'm thinking that he let an expletive got him. He say no. I say, let's go to war about it. Where he go, you better know the morgue got him. So when I don't have as much sympathy and I'm pretty straightforward in how I believe Lil Durk needs to face the justice system, that is completely why. It's really nothing more, nothing less, no type of animosity I have towards Lil Durk. I just have animosity towards people who break the law and think there's going to be no real life consequences because of it. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Quando Rondo's latest track the day after Lil Durk just got arrested, titled Life Goes On? And what do you think about his heartfelt tribute to his cousin, Lil Pab, who died in the 2022 LA shooting?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.